Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. And I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. And be sure to join us in the Women, Faith, and Business community on Facebook by going to facebook.com/groups/Women, Faith, and Business or searching for Women, Faith, and Business on Facebook. See you in the community and enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Women, Faith, Plus Business Podcast. Super excited to have the guest with me today, Delisa Dallas. Delisa is an author, a soul work coach, a certified DEI professional, and an ideation consultant, empowering women of faith and organizations of impact to live bravely with emotional intelligence. As the CEO of Go Brave Coaching and Consulting, with over 13 years working in education, Delisa's work has been driven by the desire to positively impact others through personal, spiritual, and professional development. Delisa believes when we work towards improving our soul, that's our mind, our will, and our emotions, we're better equipped to show up authentically, advocate for ourselves, and appreciate our own and others' contributions. Delisa holds a master's degree in educational leadership from Old Dominion University and is a DEI workplace certified through USF MUMA College of Business. She is currently a board member of Ohio Project 311 and Warren Youngstown Urban League Young Professional. So excited to have you on the podcast, Delisa. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here too.
Awesome. Awesome. So the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast is all about, number one, women, even though we did have a season of men, but it's mainly about women of faith in business. Number two, faith, having faith. And then number three is all about business. So we always love to learn about every guest's journey. So whether that's their business journey, their faith journey, because everyone's journey is so different, right? So I'd love for you to share with the audience your specific journey when it comes to your business. We just read your awesome and amazing bio, and I love, you know, that you do soul work, having got so needed and necessary, working on that mind, boy, that mind, will, and emotions. But there was a journey, right? It took a minute to get here. So I'd love for you to just share, what's your business journey look like?
For sure, man, it definitely did not start with soul work. However, we have gotten to a place of soul work as of now. And so I'm helping others to do that as well. But when it all started, God prompted me to go brave. You're probably like, what does that mean? Well, it was in prayer, actually at the onset of the pandemic, really. I knew that prior to that, I wanted to go into coaching, counseling, some aspect of a helping profession. I have been in education, as you mentioned, for 13 years. And so it was just something that was a part of me. I know my natural gifting is teaching. And so I wanted to develop that much more, but on the business side of things. And so I was in prayer and in my quiet time and in my devotion, and literally got whispered, go brave. Like, I literally heard the audible voice of God, go brave. I'm like, okay, what does that mean? But automatically I thought, okay, yeah, it's for me, but oh, this would be a great, you know, opportunity to share this with other people, because typically when God gives us something, it's for us first, for us to process through and to build upon, and then eventually to be a blessing to other people. But I went automatically to the other people instead of taking that ownership for myself to go brave. And so I would say over the past couple of years, I've been going through a Go Brave season. And so Go Brave is actually an acronym for growth, optimism, boldness, resilience, authenticity, victory and virtue, and equipped to empower. And so I went through that process because at that season of my life, I had actually had gotten remarried. I was previously divorced. And so going brave for me was saying yes again to love, saying yes to another chance at seeing what God could do in my life with a spouse. And so that's what I thought that Go Brave moment was. But in time, it definitely evolved into my business because that is my business name. And so from going brave, building a sense of resiliency and authenticity, it took time. It took a process because it was for me first, as I mentioned. And so before it got to other people, I started to realize it was a matter of soul work. I had to master my mind, my will, and my emotions along that process. And then ultimately to become my best advocate. Because as we know, the Holy Spirit is our advocate, our comforter. It is, if you will, Christ here on earth. And so I had to build that capacity for those areas in my life before I could help others to do that. So as far as my business journey, it started with Go Brave and it still is Go Brave, but now I have attached to it the piece of soul work to really help people to get out of their own way and take that necessary risk to fulfill their calling and purpose.
Yeah, that's so good, Jaleesa. I love that your journey started with a prompting, right? I find that a lot of us have this prompting. And the funny thing is, I've heard a lot of people talk about a phrase, right? Words that are dropped in their spirit. They have no idea what it means, how it's connected to them, but God just gives them the word, a word or a phrase, like a sentence or a series of words. So it started with the prompting, a phrase, through prayer, right? You processed it. And I love that you shared that we are really our first client, right? Before we can go out and tell people how you go brave, it's like, well, did you do it for yourself, right? You have to be your first client. So knowing that, you had to be your first client, and I love that you even shared that personal journey a little bit, in regards to your marriage and being go brave. A part of that was being able to love again, after a broken marriage or a divorce, it's really hard to be brave to love again. So that was a key part of both your business journey and your personal journey and how they connected to the brand that you have today and the work that you do today with the soul work. So good. So good. So it's also about faith, right? So this podcast is really about combining faith and business, but our business journey and our faith journey tends to be different, right? This is combined, of course, because that's what this podcast is about. But I'd love for you to share specifically about your faith journey. Like, how did you become a believer in Jesus? So what was that journey like for you? What did that look like?
For sure. So I was raised in the church, specifically the Baptist church, raised in California. My mom, choir director, I was involved in every auxiliary you can think of in church. And so when I came to know Christ for myself, I was, I want to say, 9. I got baptized, all the things. And then, of course, I had a wayward season, as I'm sure most of us have had. And in high school, I started to recognize and really experience God's presence in a way that I had not before. I started reading my word and I found a sense of empowerment by reading God's word, and it built my confidence. Granted, I was someone that was very quiet, timid. I wasn't as outgoing as I am now. I just kind of played the background and I just kind of showed up where I needed to the point to when I was given, especially as a kid, when I was given songs to sing at church, automatically before even word came out, I would cry because I would be so intimidated by that. But I believe as I grew up in faith and coming to know God, He built my confidence. But of course, high school has its way of kind of wrecking that for us. And though I wasn't too wayward in my growth and in my development, I just, again, I kind of went back to the background. I didn't really show up for myself or really have a sense of confidence throughout my high school years. Then I went on to college, and I would say there was another season of my development and my growth in God. I participated in my first fast. I met some dynamic women in a women's group, and that just kind of blossomed me to where I was finding myself. And I could recall a time literally sitting in my room and on my knees praying for God's will in my life. Like, I was just so desperate for His will in my life. I couldn't do anything without it. And so that was like the trajectory of my faith journey. Again, starting as a child and just being accustomed to faith and, if you will, religiosity, and then just coming to know God for myself and building that personal relationship. And of course, there were ebbs and flows as life happened. And then I found myself reconnecting in a greater way with God. I watched the movie War Room, and it was just an awesome reminder of how I can silence everything around me, find my secret place, and just have fellowship with God on a regular basis. And so for me, that's what helped to build a level of consistency and finding myself in devotion and in prayer with God on a regular basis. And as I mentioned before, that was ebbs and again, more ebbs and flows in life and lifing to again re help me to kind of rededicate my intentions to be focused with God. After my first marriage, I had to find who I was again, because I had invested so much into that marriage and into showing up for that particular person that I did not show up for myself and for the purpose that God had planned for me to, where there was a point I remember being in my secret place in my closet asking God for forgiveness for wasting time. Because I was fearful, because I doubted myself, and because I just didn't know what was next. There wasn't a sense of certainty in my life. And so, again, finding myself back in the presence of God just has led me to really where I am today. And I'm truly grateful for the journey that God has placed me on.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I love that journey, and it's so true that everyone almost, I'd say, out of 7 seasons and over however many interviews I've done so far, everyone has a wayward season, I would say, except for one guest. One guest was like on the road of perfection from the time she was a child to now. She never really experienced a wayward season, but I think she's a rare case because everyone else had a wayward season, whether it was in their teens or in their college days. You know, most of them is teens or college for some reason. It's those years that a lot of people experience the wayward. But you know, God just has a way of bringing us back, right? He has a way of bringing us back, and I love the phrase "life is lifing." When life is lifing, you realize I need something bigger to help me through this lifing, right? And I need the presence of God in my decision making. I need the presence of God in life and just to cope. So, yeah, I definitely can relate to, and a lot of the individuals on the podcast can relate to your faith journey, especially when you grew up as a young child. You know, you said you came to God at the age of 9. You know, when you've had that experience for so long. Very few. I'd had a few guests say they came in like their teens or their 20s, but when you've had that experience and that stability of faith all throughout, there's definitely going to be some type of season where you stray a little bit, you know. So yeah, I can appreciate that. So this podcast is about combining faith and business. You shared about your faith journey, you shared about your business journey, but I'd love for you to share why you decided to combine your faith and business on your business platform, right? Because you could have done anything else. Like when we read your bio, we could have skipped anything faith related out of it, right? It could have just been in the background, and you're still a Christian, you're still a believer, but you've chosen to put it in the forefront. So what was your decision making, or how did you decide that, you know, I really want to combine my faith and business and really share that on my business? What did that look like for you?
Honestly, I never thought of my business outside of faith because that is at the core of who I am. I love the wisdom that God's word gives me. And honestly, there are a lot of business principles in the word of God. And so for me to stray away from a guarantee of success, a guarantee of abundance and wealth and prosperity and all the things I desire in business, it was not an option to leave God out of it. Because again, it's what has gotten me this far. My relationship with God has gotten me to a place of confidence, has gotten me to a place of recognizing and cherishing and valuing my worth and what I contribute to the world. I believe it's so profound to think of my life outside of God and to think of what is yet to come and what he has done for me thus far. And I can't take any credit. Granted, I've gone to school, I've got the education, I've done the work, but it's all have been by the grace of God that I've been able to accomplish what I have accomplished. And I know that there's more. And so I just couldn't think of business outside of him. And I tried to do my best. Sometimes I get ahead of myself, and sometimes I get ahead of his plans because I have to discern between God ideas and just good ideas. And so sometimes I have to reel myself back in because I want to do so much. But I know that if I at any point separate myself from God's plan and his intention, then I am setting myself up for failure. Now, granted, sometimes I fall short just as a way of learning lessons and growing. But I know that when I have God as my partner, my CEO, CFO, however you want to put it, it just makes even for the mistakes to be a success, even for the moments of failure to be an opportunity for growth. And so I can't think of any other way to have it.
Yeah, no, I agree. When you have faith at the core, you can't separate your core of who you are, who you're being, and not let represent that in the marketplace. So, and it's so true. There's so many biblical principles that are applied to business. I like the terminology you said. It's like guaranteed success, right? If you want guaranteed success, you buy something and there's a guarantee, right? You're guaranteed this. If you want guaranteed success in business, you need to be partnering with God, and His will and His way, for what He desires for you to do in the marketplace. And you will be successful. It's guaranteed. It's totally guaranteed. So yeah, I like that. Let's put a guarantee on it for sure.
Did you know? When you're in alignment with your God-given assignment, you're actually anointed for the work. Knowing you're in alignment is key, in alignment with God's will, God's word, and God's way. Discover how to align your life and business with God's divine plan with this on-demand Power of Divine Alignment Summit. During the summit, you will get access to 12 experts as we go deep on the topic of divine alignment. Simply go to powerofdivinealignmentsummit.com. That's powerofdivinealignmentsummit.com and use code podcast to get a special discount on this on-demand summit. So use the code podcast at powerofdivinealignmentsummit.com.
So this season, we're really focusing on alignment, really understanding what is God's will in your business, and are you in alignment with that? Because as you mentioned, sometimes you can be doing a good thing, right? And a good thing is good, right? It doesn't, it looks good and it's good, but it's not your thing. It's not the God thing that God has assigned to you and that you have anointing for. So my question is, how do you know that you are in alignment with God's will for your business? How do you know that that's what you're walking in?
That is a great question and something that had challenged me for a little while. And one of those aspects I would say is questioning if you are in integrity. So I had a point in time in business where I was consuming all the information, I had all the things, and I'm like, yes, I'm going to share on these details, but I was not actually implementing the things that I was learning. I just saw the success of those who were sharing the information. I thought, okay, well, let me reframe that and share it because I know it's valuable information that others would want to hear. but I myself was not implementing it to a place to where I could demonstrate from experience. And so I knew then I was out of alignment and out of integrity because I wasn't being authentic with my process. So I had to reel things back in. And that was a particular season in my life when I was just trying to execute and do all the things. I was doing all of the good ideas, but not pinpointing and being in prayer about the God ideas. Like, okay, what is it? What is it time for right now? What is it time for later? And is this even an idea that I need to execute or something, God, that you've given me to be able to share with someone else for them to execute? And so it's interesting because in my book I talk about self-sabotage, and a lot of that has to do with some areas in our lives that we're avoiding. We have yet to address an area. And so I have this framework that actually leads to alignment to where, okay, we're in this place of avoidance. Okay, now let's become aware of that thing that we're avoiding. Let's admit that it's an issue. Let's accept it so that we can move forward. Let's do what's necessary to adjust those things in our life that need changing and shifting so that way we can be in alignment. And then after alignment, then we're able to advance in the things of God that He's called us to. And I think you know that you're in alignment when you're, I would say, even easily able and confident and have a certainty in your spirit in your ability to advance. When we're able to swiftly, easily advance the kingdom of God in our purpose and in what God has called us to do, we can say we're in alignment. Now, sometimes, as it's happened for me, my body has been in one place, my soul has been in another, and my spirit is far behind or ahead, like, and that's another place of figuring out whether you're in alignment. And so a lot of times we have to take a moment to process, okay, what is the area in my life that I need to release? What is not serving me right now, and what do I need to put down? Then considering, okay, what do I need to embrace to shift my mindset to where I need to be? What are the things I need to affirm over my life so that it becomes a part of who I am and what I believe? And then what level of discipline do I need to start to implement? Because I was in a place of avoidance, but now I need to address that and apply some discipline. And then at the end of the day, making sure I'm yielding all of my plans, all of my desires, all the things I can think of that I want to do at the foot of the cross so that I can get the wisdom I need to actually apply. And then that's in that space, that's where you can figure out, okay, if I'm in alignment or not. So integrity, figuring out what you're avoiding, and then really preparing yourself for the advancement for which God wants to have you to do in order to bring life into your business, your situation, your circumstance, but also to advance the kingdom.
Yeah, such good stuff. So many good points there. I think the first one was you said to admit, right? You have to admit, okay, I'm out of integrity here. I'm teaching these things, but am I doing it for myself? Again, you're your first client. And am I getting those results if I'm going to be teaching that to other people? So admit it and then accept it, I think was one of the other things that you said. Admit, accept, and align. It was an alliteration, which I always love. We always seem to like those acronyms and alliterations, right? It's just the easy way to remember. And honestly, I think it's the way that God speaks to us in as entrepreneurs and business owners. You always have people say, "Oh, my framework," and it's some kind of acronym. Or they say, "Oh, you just do the three A's," and it's alliteration. So I honestly feel it's a spiritual thing there when you're talking in alliterations and acronyms. But yeah, you said accept, I believe, align, and there was another A that I can't remember right now. But the key thing was definitely about being in integrity, and that's how it's really a key way to understand whether you are in alignment with what God desires for you to do. And then I think there was something else that you said that was a key point that, of course, it just escaped me about getting results, but it was an A word. Getting something. But yeah, yeah, those were all key points that were definitely good points and guidance for us to be in alignment with God's will for our business. So one of the things I do on the podcast with each guest is I ask them about faith and the power of faith. So, how would you define define the power of faith? If someone came up to you and said, "Hey, Jaleesa, what is the power of faith? What would your description or definition be of the power of faith to that person?"
I want to say it's Romans 10:9 or 9:10. Believing in our heart, confessing with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, died, buried, died, resurrected, all the things in that. But it first starts in our mind, and then our hearts resonate with it, and then we actualize or bring into application the things that we believe. So with faith, it's essentially the same thing. A lot of times we hear Hebrews 11 and 1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we have to rely on a lot of times things that we don't see in order to make those moves. And again, a lot of times what we don't see is first actualized or first coming about in our minds. Again, we feel it and then we move upon it. So it's taking that leap with the hope that this thing is going to work out or this thing is going to come to fruition in my life. And I believe faith is the best business practice you can implement because it demonstrates your willingness to take risks. Of course, we want to make sure that we're in alignment with God, but it just shows that we're willing to step outside of our comfort zone and take the leap to do something out of the ordinary. Because if we really think about it, everything that's trending is not necessarily God, if at all. He has us do things outside of the ordinary. So faith would require for us to do something different than what's common. And so that's how I know that it's God. That's how I know that it's for me, and it's faith driven or faith initiated.
Yeah, so some of the key words I had heard about the power of faith is hope, belief, different, right? And in believing and hoping in things that you can't see and knowing that maybe you're doing something different, that really is where the power of faith lies. The power of faith really lies in those key words. So I love that definition and description. So, how would you describe the power of business as a woman of faith in business? Business is powerful. What is that power of business?
Ooh, power of business. That's a good question. It gives a level of freedom and influence that sometimes we otherwise wouldn't have, especially as being a believer, that influence to be able to share the gospel with people. So whether I do it strategically where it's I'm saying God relevant words, but not saying God specifically or Christ or Holy Spirit, especially as I go into corporate spaces or professional spaces that are in the world, it really just kind of shows up in that way as far as the power of business, being able to influence and being able to operate in a sense of freedom. And there's a level of responsibility that people have to be ready for when they go into business. It's a different type of responsibility than it is being employee versus an entrepreneur. And so, but the freedom that comes with being able to execute on your own and or with support as you delegate and grow in business, there's nothing like it. Setting your own time, being able to be creative and innovative in your own way, having the freedom to rest. A lot of times in the corporate space, you don't really have that time to rest. Whereas when you're in business, you can establish your time and your way to rest because as scripture talks about, God rested. And so when we don't have that inside of our business, it could be a challenge. So business is, again, powerful by way of the freedom that it provides and the influence and impact that it gives us.
Yeah, I love that keywords are freedom. We also had responsibility in there because it is a huge responsibility. So that freedom does come with responsibility, but it also allows for influence, right? That was another keyword that you mentioned. So that freedom, responsibility, and influence. is really the power of business. All good stuff, Jaleesa. All good stuff. So I'd love for you to share if anyone wants to learn a little bit more about the work that you do in the world, how you help them work on their soul, what would be the best way for them to connect with you?
For sure. If they are interested in securing soul work, disrupt self-sabotage, renew your mind, and transform your life, you can go to www.soulworkthebook.com. It's also included, whether or not you purchase, there is what's called a deep work toolkit that's also attached to this page as well that you can download for free. It is in tandem with the book, but you can totally go through it on your own. We talk about idolizing fear, your roadmap for decision making, your purpose tiers. So all of that is free for anyone who wants to secure that. And then for other offerings that I have, you can go to www.jaleesadallas.com.
Awesome. So definitely check out her website. Check out those free downloads that are so powerful. Make sure you connect with her and connect to everything that she's doing in the world and especially the soul work that she's helping people to do. So thank you, Jaleesa, for being a part of the Women Faith Plus Business podcast this season.
Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information, but it was insightful and inspirational and offers you an opportunity for transformation in your life and in your business. Wherever you are listening, be sure to rate and review the podcast and also subscribe to get the next episode. Or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list.